Blog Talk Radio.
This is TTS Swag Radio. Stay fresh on the ones and twos. Stay tuned.
Princess Nina, Strawberry Shortcake, and DJ J Prince.
Hey y'all, it's Strawberry Shortcake, and our topic of the day is unprepared. This is Nina. What do you think about unprepared?
I think unprepared means to not be ready for something.
The definition for unprepared means not ready or able to deal with something. One quote for it is, "The price of success is hard work, dedication to the job at hand, and the determination that whether we win or lose, we have applied the best of ourselves to the task at hand."
You make me have to work, work, work. The pussy on my shirt. Tell me, baby, who am I to you? That's what you can't decide. Realize I'm way more than these other guys. Keep in mind that my future bride, you might hit my line, and I'll be like, remind me, who are you to me? Baby, will you be mine? What you got? I'll give you all of that in my word, 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 word. I wanna give you word, 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 word. Can you handle all this word, 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 word? I put the word, 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 word on. That's usually not the way that it goes. I know you're so used to calling the shots. You gon' know what it is when I hit your spot. Let me get it out, word, 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 word. I'm a doctor, dog, thinking what I turn. I lay a little more, trying not to do the most. 30 minutes into it, screaming into the pillow. And I wanna give you word, word, word. That's what you deserve, deserve, deserve. I want your body, deserve, deserve, deserve. We a quench my, quench my, quench my thirst. No 6 feet, but you made my heart. What you wanna do, we can do it all way. Where you wanna go, we can go to the day. What you wanna do, we can do it all day. No 6 feet, but you make my heart race. Where you wanna go, we can go to the day. What you wanna do, we can do it today. What you wanna do, we can do it today. We can do it. Oh, I wanna dive in it. This is real work for you, that's no gimmick. Where you been talking, you deserve the business. I wanna give you the business, and it's none of they business. Oh, I don't think nobody else should be involved. Unless your friend wanna get involved. Maybe you a freak, I'ma win this hard. All the way on top, but you never fall. Shawty damn near part of the squad. You can have my kids, give it to your bro. You only want I want. So won't you get it, work, 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 work.
Okay, you guys, we have interviews with Big Jug and Mo Dilly, so y'all stay tuned for Swag Radio. So, we're back, and here's an example for being unprepared. The movie Creed, he was unprepared because he didn't know what to do, so he had to get some help by a guy named Rocky. And now we have DJ J Prince saying something.
Okay, what do you mean by, like, being unprepared with the movie? Like, I like the movie Creed.
He was unprepared by, not training with anyone, and he used to fight where he was at this foster something. So he started fighting, and he didn't know who his mom was, so he was unprepared of fighting, and he didn't have no trainer.
But he was starting off, and of course, he's going to be unprepared because he's starting off with no trainer, so he had to find somebody to be his trainer, and then he was prepared. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Thank you for putting it that way.
Okay, I'm about to play somebody that...
Ride Along. So what's about the movie Ride Along, Poppy? Weren't you saying something about that?
Well, Ride Along, too, it was prepared. I'm going to get off. I'm prepared. But it was prepared because it was a ride-along one, and it told you how Kevin Hart was. He was becoming a police officer, and he had to go on a mission. They didn't think he was ready, and then he proved himself. Then on the second one, it was based off the first one. Then he had to prove himself off of that one. So, and then off the second one, he became an official police officer and not a police he was guarding the police.
Okay, we got some live people. Let's see what they think about the movie. Who saw the movie Ride Along 2? Anybody saw it? So you saw one. What y'all think about one?
One was actually pretty good. How he was saying, like, Kevin Hart, he explained being prepared, but in a funny way, and that's a great way of getting your point across and doing things like that.
Okay. What's your name and where you from?
I'm Darian Parker, and I'm from Louisiana.
Okay. What's your name and where you from?
My name is Kareem Redruff, and I'm from Bronx, New York.
Okay, New York. Stand up. DJ J Prince, spin or something.
Okay, I'm about to play by Big Jug, somebody that we're going to be interviewing later on.
Rollin', yeah, yeah. Rollin' down the street, blowin', sippin' on gin and juice. Mind on my money, money on my mind. Rollin' down the street, blowin', sippin' on gin and juice. Mind on my money, money on my mind. All about the Benjamin. All about the Benjamins, babe. All about the Benjamins. All about the Benjamins, babe. All about the Benjamins. All about the Benjamins, babe. All about the Benjamins. Yeah, yeah. All about the Benjamins, babe. Yeah, yeah. Bad boy.
Bad boy.
No,
diddy.
Stop frying. You don't really run the city.
You down.
Name don't ring bell.
You down.
Don't hold no way.
You down.
Eat like doctors, lobster. We scrape the plate, fry, bird flu. I spit on my red bottle. Pull up shoes. Now I heard the feds got on. What is on my wrist? I say, what up, watch?
What up, watch?
You don't see no child. All you see is rock.
Right. All about the Benji.
All about the Benji.
Gas tank empty.
Gas tank empty.
Pocket full of stone.
Pocket full of stone.
RP the Pimp C.
Big bank, take little bank. What you heard is my city. 20 bands on my birthday party. Talkin', can't with me. I'm
down the street. I'm going.
Sippin' on gin and juice. Mind on my money.
Money.
Money on my mind, rolling down the street, blowing, sipping on gin and juice, riding on my money.
Money on my mind.
money on my mind. All about the Benjamin.
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 Sippin' on gin and juice is my motivation. Shouts out to Snoop Dogg. You don't get it like I get it, so why don't you sit back and just watch me ball? No rim, no hoop. Whatever I invest, your boy recoup. Me, I'm a hustler, baby. You a hustler, maybe. You the type of nigga that might work. I'm the definition, boy, I got work. Got what you need, plus a go-to plan. That's why the reason why they call me the go-to man. While you listen to me, dig, you a go-to fan. I'ma always gotta keep them pants.
Okay.
Got the recipe on me, so I keep my plans.
Yeah.
I'm my own dog, I don't need no advance. So I stay in the kitchen and I whip it, whip it, whip it. And I'm hiding in the mother, so I guess I'm tripping, tripping, tripping.
Trippin'.
No Juicy J's on my feet. I'm a young OG, so I roll the sleep.
Got
a girl at home rolling on my feet. I'm the cap for the thing, I'm the one to beat. Like,
run down the street, I'm going, sipping on gin and Joe's. Mind on my money. Money on my mind, rolling down the street, I'm blowing, sipping on gin and Joe's, riding on my money. Money on my mind. All about the Benjamin.
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 Okay, well, I'm back. It's DJ J Prince, and I got some gossip for you guys. Well, there's a new TV show called Stevie J and Jocelyn Go to Hollywood. As you know, they got married 3 years ago, 3 years back, or 2 years back. And ever since then, it's just been drama with the Althea and Jocelyn thing, the Benzio, and the Stevie J thing. So, and they were on Love & Hip Hop. Atlanta, and then Stevie J takes off on a plane and leaves Jocelyn in Atlanta. Stevie J thinks she's in Atlanta, yeah, like I am. I'm in Atlanta, but yeah, I'm located now. But when he thinks she's there, she FaceTimes him and says that I am not in Atlanta, and she shows that she's in, and he's like, what? I thought I left her, the ratchetness in Atlanta, and then a lot of things go down. As you know, Stevie J, the whole point of him going to Hollywood was so he could get in a movie, and Jocelyn was going to be a star character in it. But in episode 2, they found out, they said Jocelyn is not ready because she was acting like a hood rat, acting like usual Jocelyn. Hello? Sorry, we couldn't hear you.
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay, tell us about some new gossip.
So the show I want to talk about is The Real Housewives of Atlanta. I want to talk about Kenya always coming for someone, talking about someone, started some type of drama. So we all know that her mother abandoned her as a child. And in the last episode, she went to the door, and her mother wouldn't even let her into the house. So I guess that goes to show why she don't know how to have love and respect for people. But apparently she coming from Kentfield, and she had talked about how she think her husband is gay. Now, my whole thing with Kenya Moore is, I don't know why she always talking about somebody's husband, and she can't seem to find one. Like, her husband was gay. Apollo was a jailbird, although she kept trying to be with him. Then she tried to
Wait, Kenya went with Apollo? I thought that's the other girl's husband.
No, she tried to get with him.
Oh.
She wanted to be with him. And apparently it was a rumor that they met up in L.A., and she tried to get him to come into her hotel room.
And what Miss Peach say about that?
Miss who?
The Georgia Peach. The Southern Belle.
Oh, the Southern Belle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she has started a whole smear campaign about Kenya and how she was trying to sleep with her husband and find her own husband and worry about having kids and all this type of stuff. But later on, Apollo had came out and said that he lied about the whole thing. Kenya never came to the hotel, tried to get him to the hotel, that he just, everything was a lie. But I personally think he's telling a story about that because he want to hurt Phaedra more because she won't bring her kids to jail. So he just wants to make it seem like he lied about everything to kind of hurt her more. I believe Kenya really did try to sleep with him.
It wouldn't be out of her character. Okay, let's flip to Love and Hip Hop. Now, I don't know if I'm caught up, but I was just watching Love and Hip Hop. Now, is this the old season? Are they on season 6?
Yeah, season 6 of Love and Hip Hop New York.
Okay, so they on 6 now.
Yes, it's the 6th season.
Okay, so the girl pregnant is the current season.
Yes.
The baby mama.
Yeah, Tara, been pregnant by the 3rd child, yes.
Okay, okay. Talk about that. You know more of their names than I do.
So, basically, I'm tired of this love triangle with Peter. That's the old guy, Peter.
How old is he, like 50?
He's like 50 years old. I don't understand how he's still able to keep producing children.
Hello?
But anyway.
Because wasn't his daughter like 21 that she was talking to?
Yeah, she was like 21 years old. So, basically.
Oh, wait. Before you said that, that's tacky that she was talking to the boy daughter. But anyway, keep going.
Amina don't have any friends. Let's just get that out there. So, she, her only friend is his daughter. But anyway. Amina apparently, it's so messy. Apparently, he was dating some girl named Tara for about 12 years, cheated on her off and on. She stole him from somebody. So she's a side chick, then she became the main chick. Then he ended up getting married on her with Amina. So now he married with a girlfriend, and now she back to being a side chick, and he got both of them pregnant at the same time. Now, his wife decided to have an abortion because she said she's going to be done with him. But I feel like every episode, every 15 minutes, she claims she's going to be done with him.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so she aborted her baby. And Tara, after 5 months of being pregnant, apparently didn't know she had nothing in her belly after having 2 children. She said she didn't know she was pregnant, so now it's too late for her to do anything about it. And now they got to play house again.
And she, by the way, is teaching etiquette classes. Don't ask me how. That baffled me. Like, really? You're teaching etiquette classes?
I really truly don't understand that. That's why she don't have any clients. Yeah, basically that's it. That's all that's going on.
Okay, well, y'all heard the tea from us. Let me kick it back to DJ J Prince.
Okay, I got one more thing to say, and I'm about to take a caller right here, and I'm going to ask him to say it. Because he is the one who sent it to us. Hello, are you there? Hello, yeah. My name is Kareem Wedgeworth, and
God back in the room. I told her be back soon. Yeah.
Twisting emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple fanta, it mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Moses.
Got a 100 women, feel like
Moses.
Got a 100 killers, women, feel like
Moses.
Got a yacht on the water, feel like Moses. Got a 100 bad, feel like gold. Sippin' and drinkin', I'm feelin' like gold. Sippin' and drinkin' the yellow and purple, I'm mixin' that cold. Look at the top of my Audemars. Look at them, they wallow up. Look at my, they all in. You know them, they gon' call a lot. Look at the bitch. Look at them, they lookin' the bruise. Came with a friend. Throwin' the bags, they miss you in it. Young, cold, mouth full of gold, deep. Talk about, yo, know me, huh?
Look at the present. Fuck with the rollie and move like the present. This is depressing. Feeling like Moses, I'm giving them blessings.
Get it with the blue hair and the gold teeth. I don't run from the police.
I told her, hold it down. With the blood, told her, come over now.
Emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple fana and mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Mo.
What you feel like?
Mo.
What you feel like?
I feel like Mo.
What you feel like? Feeling like Moses, play with the water, I cause a commotion. Lil' mama say she wet, she wetter than the ocean. I pull up on you, rub up on you like some lotion. You might call me sniper, way a cobra. When she get on her knees, it's phenomenal. When it come to trapping, give you the formula. Cuban links hang on my neck like an ornament. And your give her back, don't want the bitch. Dabbing in fashion and magic, too snow, but it's called America the Ashley. Keep it on me, quit the shooter, through London and whiskey from the Dallas Maverick. She say she wanna with a real t- She said she wanna go to war and kill with ya. 50 bottles in the VIP, 50 models. Models. Mama told me why for the snakes and koalas.
I told her, hold it down. You eat the blood, told her, come over now.
Come over now.
Where are all my mama tonight? Bring me some of them tonight. Yeah, I bought 100 rounds. She asking for 50 to 100.
Ocean apart and divided, I'm feeling like Moses. Be twisting emotions and making them faces just like an emoji. Pineapple Fanta, it mixed with the Xanax, she loving the coding. All of my killers, they ready to follow me, I feel like Moses.
What you feel like?
Moses.
What you feel like?
I feel like Moses.
What you feel like?
You guys, we got interviews with Big Jig and Mo Dilly. Y'all stay tuned. We will be interviewing one of them right after this. Let's do it now. Mo Dilly, are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm on the line. What's up?
All right. First, we got Mo Dilly in the line. I like all your songs. Man, I be listening, and my mom be blazing. Mom be blazing all day.
I
mean, like. all right, let's start this interview. What such dice you best on? Like, what such dice?
What you said?
What such dice can we look you up on? Like Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
You gonna look me up on Facebook, Instagram, SoundCloud at the same thing. Mo Dilly, Modilly. You just type that in. You can find me. I got a couple of ventures coming out, a couple of stuff for the future I really can't talk about because I got a little paperwork, it's a little surprise, talking to some majors right now, but, you know, I can't talk too much. I got the lawyers in the works, but y'all going to hear a lot from me in the future, telling you.
All right. Tell me a little something about yourself, like who started your career, when you start your career, why you started it.
Well, I started off young. I started off, I ain't going to even lie to you, in elementary school. Like, I was 7, 8 years old. The guys in the project used to come get me. My cousin Earl and them, they used to come get me, bring me in front of the Desire Projects. And I used to rap for everybody. So, and it was always a gift to me. I don't even know how I started. It was always a gift. So, and I started off with a group called Criminal Links. You feel me? It was 4 of us. But we were tearing the streets up. We had a couple of mixtapes of the streets called Birth to the Dirt. We started off with that. We had an album we dropped. We called the Raymond. We was pushing all that from Dallas, Texas, to Alabama, to Shreveport, Louisiana, to Baton Rouge, to Atlanta, Georgia, so all the way to Cali. So we was getting our name out there and pushing. So I've been doing a lot of footwork a long time in this game.
All right. What artists would you love to work with? Like Jay-Z?
To be honest, the artist I love to work with is of course, is Future. You feel me? Like, I'm a big fan of Future and the whole movement and everything he's doing and the whole free band thing. I love to work with them guys in free bands and get my music out there, because I feel like if I could be with somebody like that, I could really push my music and get it out there the way I want it to sound, and the sound I'm trying to take and present to the fans.
All right, Free Band. I actually like Future too. But what's your motivation? Like, who motivates you?
Well, who motivates me? First and foremost is God. That's who motivates me. Every day I get on my knees, I pray, and I ask the God, you feel me, to show me the way and show me how to grind. My mama, she motivates me. You know, she get me up there, my cousins, my family, everybody who, you know, just around me personally, my daughter, I love her. She motivates me the most, you feel me, because I want to see her out there and doing good for herself.
Okay. What is the song Molly about, like, the song?
Molly, really, you feel me, it's about something that I ain't really trying to promote to the kids, but it's about something, it's about really having fun, you feel me? It's just about just being in that zone when you grown, you out there having fun. I can't really explain it, but we're going to get on to the knots. We're going to talk to the knots. Like, that's the one I want to promote right now for the kids, and I know this the topic, and it ain't the time for to be talking about Molly or nothing like that. I'm against all that.
All right, well, we about to play that song right now.
Mozilla. Mozilla, lick, made it ill.
I'm talking not, big fat, not. Show 100 grand and I shit on the spot. I'm talking not, big fat, not. Falling on these like I left a dope spot. All this money made me flex a lot. All these made me flex a lot. All these haters made me flex a lot. Throwing money, I get that to my daughter. I'm connected like Wi-Fi. From that night wall, that's the hot spot. Ain't no comment or post it on the wall. I'm from the project, we post it on the wall. For all you internet trolls, don't scroll down my block, you get exposed. All you rappers hating, but look, it's my time. You had your 3 seconds of fame like Vine. They like more dealing who?
These nuts.
I'm the future of this, I'm being honest. Came from that ninth wall, now I'm the best rapper alive. Bitch, know my foes illuminating, I ain't sell my toes. Not, big fat, not. Show 100 grand and I shit on the spot. I'm talking not, big fat, not, falling on these like I left a dope spot. All this money made me flex a lot. All these made me flex a lot. All these haters made me flex a lot. Throwing money, I get that to my daughter. Took a long time to put food on my plate. Sir, across me, that's the wrong mistake. I shoot at your face, well, a bunch of roulette.
That's a good time story, baby.
Modelli was born a winner. Chopper knock your golf like Bruce Jenner. Excuse me, Caitlin, all these hating. Got that 9 on my back like I'm Drew Brees. Stepping on everybody toes and I ain't saying please. Who the ill is Modelli, really? Better feel my lyrics. Switched up my style, switched up my flow, cause I know y'all gon' bite. Brothers, they run over them with balls like you should. Night, but back to the spot. Show 100 grand, I shot on the spot. Not, big fat, not. Show 100 grand and I shot on the spot. I'm talking not, big fat, not.
Modilla. Modilla, lay, made it, gilla.
I'm talking not, 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 not. Big fat, not, not. Show 100 grand and I sh**ting on the spot. I'm talking not, 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 not. Big fat, not, not. Falling on these like I left a dope spot. Yeah. All this money made me flex a lot. Yeah. All these made me flex a lot.
Cause some came in the mail today. These nuts. Got him. Got him.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I wouldn't not.
Nuts, man. That's money. You feel what I'm saying? That's just my way of saying money, cash, however you want to say it. Just a different slang of saying money. You feel what I'm saying? That's not.
All right, all right. How long has Knots been out?
Knots has just been, I just hitting the streets with Knots. It's been out for like 3 months. I've just been pushing it in the streets, and I've been getting a crazy response from it. So at first I was running with some other songs, but people been in the streets been calling for Knots, so I had to give it to them.
All right, all right. Well, hold on. We about to play another one of your songs.
I got you.
got your on my leg. Hey, that's my jam. You still on the line? You still on the line?
You already know. Turned up.
And when you come out with this song?
Man in Italy, I came out with that like 3 months ago. You feel me? I'm just, like I said, I just started pushing the movement. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's an independent movement. I'm trying to turn it to a worldwide thing right now. You know what I'm saying? It take 9 months to a year for the break of record. So I'm out here pushing these records every day. Every day I wake up, I'm out here pushing them records. Miley, Tonight, every day I'm out here grinding. You feel me? It don't happen overnight. You got to keep doing it, keep motivating. You feel what I'm saying? You got to stay patient and do what you got to do.
Facts. Have you shot a video for that song yet?
Oh, nah. Nothing ain't shot yet for it. Everything about to be. I got a lot of stuff in works. Like I said, I've been talking to some people. A lot of stuff I can't, you know, really talk about. A lot of stuff. It's about to be a big movement behind the whole Made in Italy, the whole Born to Win movement, the whole Sea Links movement, Woo Life. We about to come hard this year.
Okay, don't forget about us now. I could totally see that song in the strip club. Hey, I was just about to ask you that.
Shout out, Swag Radio, shout out.
Anything you want to say to people out there listening?
Oh, man, I want to tell y'all, man, look, stay. If you out here grinding, trying to do something, and you know, you got to stay, keep, you got to push, you got to grind at it, work at it, get better at it every day. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you got to do and going out there for what you got to get. You feel what I'm saying? Because you got to wake up every day, live, breathe, and eat it, and go out there and do what you got to do, man. Stay focused on all y'all kids. Stay in school, man. That's first of all. Stay in school. Get your education. You feel me? Get your job, because you can't push without a job, without money backing your dreams. So stay in school, listen to your mama, listen to your daddy. Don't live too fast. That's what I got to tell you. Don't live fast.
Fact. Now, our topic of the day is being prepared. How do you prepare daily for your music? Walk us through a day-to-day
with you. Well, day-to-day with me, well, how I prepare, first of all, like, I do music, so I sit back, I gather the beats, all the beats, I listen to them. I listen to about 20 beats a day. I listen to them. I go at the beats. I just go. I freestyle. I go at it. I get the flow. I prepare the flow. I prepare the lyrics, the way I deliver it, the ad-libs, what I'm going to say in the back. I'm preparing. You feel what I'm saying? Whether if I don't even write the song or not, I'm preparing. I'm getting my flow together. You feel what I'm saying? I'm getting myself. I'm molding. It's called muscle memory. It's repetition. Every day you keep doing something, every day you get better at it. You feel what I'm saying? That's how I prepare, and I keep myself aware of the surroundings, and I watch what's going on in hip-hop. I watch what's going on with the trends and what's popping, and that's how I know how to do a song or how to put something out there and what people want to hear. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So you don't write all your lyrics?
Yeah, I write down. See, me, like, most people, they get in the booth and they freestyle. Like, once I freestyle and get the delivery and get the concept of the song, I sit there and I prepare myself. I write down the verses. I write down the hook. It might take me 2 weeks to do a song. It might take me 1 week to do it. It might take me 20 minutes, but I sit there and I take my time with it. I make sure it's good quality that I give to the people, and not rushing and know what I'm saying on different tracks, because you might say something that might offend one group of people, or you might say something. So you got to know what you're saying and being prepared, and that's the best way you could do. You feel what I'm saying? That's how you prepare yourself to not fail in this music.
Do you think a person that writes their own lyrics is more prepared than a person that don't?
I wouldn't say
are
that.
Are you against, like ghostwriters or anything? Because you know how in the industry people are like, well, if you don't write this, you're not really an artist. You know, and you have that genre of people that think that. What is your take on that?
Like me, I don't, like, for us ghostwriting, it's like, what is a ghostwriter? Like, now, if somebody written somebody a hook, and he sat there and he got the hook and he took it and he wrote his own verses, I'm not against that. But if somebody took something And he wrote a whole song for this person. I'm talking about basically hip-hop, not R&B. I'm talking about rap music in general.
Mm-hmm.
And then he wrote that whole song for that person. That's not talent to me, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you got to come out there, like, in rap, you got to write your own lyrics. You got to write your own stuff. People want to know what's going on with your life. Only you could write what's going on with your life. Like, somebody else shouldn't be able to sit back and write about your life. So I'm against that in hip-hop. But far as, like, giving a person concepts with hooks and making tracks, producers do that all the time. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not against that. That's how they get their money. So I'm all for it. I do it if they need a hook. If y'all need a hook, holler at me.
Okay. So you against them writing a whole verse for them. That's what you against.
Yeah,
the hook is fine.
Yeah.
It's just the whole verse.
Yeah.
Okay,
just
so
the whole
everything
verse.
Everything you rap about is actually your testimony. It's not what you want to do. It's actually your lifestyle right now. Because we know in today's societies, you have people that rap about a lifestyle that they not actually having.
Yeah, see, people portrayed by me, I come from New Orleans, Ninth Ward, you feel me? The bottom of the bottom of the bottom. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
It's stuff that I can't even talk about. Like, I grew up in a crack house, you feel me, where people ran in and out it every day. And I saw a lot of stuff that I shouldn't saw by me being young, you feel what I'm saying, and was exposed to a lot in my community and a lot in my environment. So as a kid, I just wanted better for myself. I just saw myself. I used to always zone out and saw myself somewhere else. I never was in the projects. That's what Made in Italy was. Like, it was a reputation of me not seeing the struggle, not seeing where I was at. You feel me? I was always in another world, and I had to live past that. I ain't saw the crack house. I saw a mansion. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't saw the desire. I saw the Hamptons. That's all I imagined since I was young, because I always knew I had something that was in me that was different from other people.
Is your where you from? Are they supportive?
Yeah, where I'm from, like, yeah, the people in my family is supportive. The people in my area, they're supportive. But like I said, the environment, like, people don't have enough to give each other. Like, we grew up, I was in Katrina, you feel what I'm saying? We went through a lot in New Orleans in that environment, through the flood, through a lot of stuff, through seeing people sell drugs in your area, seeing people smoke it. Even I was exposed to it, you know, at a young age, going in and out of jail, you know what I'm saying? But it's something you have to just overcome every day, you feel me, in that environment. So they're supportive, but they don't have the means to really support. You feel what I'm saying?
Right. So you feel that makes you the artist who you are based on what you were exposed by?
Yep, that would make me Mo Dilla, you feel me? That would make me the artist that I am today, you feel me? The stuff that I'm surrounded by in my community, you feel me? Like, people always want to talk about the bad stuff in their community. I talk about the good in my community. Like, yeah, I grew up in a project, but we stuck together. You know, we fought with each other. We ate with each other. We shared each other clothes, and we ain't talked about each other bad. We was always friends and family, and we stuck together, and that what made me the man I am today. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So you had unity. The core values of you didn't change based on your environment.
Yeah, based on my environment. That's what I love about it, though, because that would make me different. That would, when people hear, they be like, "Oh, I like your style." That's that New Orleans. That's that Ninth Ward. You know, that's everything.
Okay. Get your first $1 million, what do you plan to do with it?
First of all, I'm gonna give my mom a nice house. First of all, you feel what I'm saying? That's the first thing. Give my mom a nice house. Put some money in my daughter college fund and grind and get another million, you feel me? And then after that, we'll see. Then, you know, donate the swag ready or whatever I gotta do. Get back to the community.
Okay. So you do it for your daughter? Has music always been your passion?
Yeah, music always been my passion, you feel me? Like, there's my daughter, she 2 years old, so I just had her 2 years ago. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
so Okay. I've been grinding a long time for music. Always been my passion, so that's number one. I keep that first.
Well, we do appreciate you. And if Swag Radio can help you with any collaborations or anything you need that's in the Atlanta area, Atlanta, Miami, or Texas, just let us know. If you have anything else you want to say to anybody listening, you can go ahead and say it. Shout out your social sites again, but say it slow for the people to write it down.
All right. I want y'all to first and foremost follow me on Instagram at Modilla. That's Modilly. Follow me on Instagram. You can type that same name, Modilla, Modilly, on SoundCloud and type in and find my music. Shout out C-Link, shout out Born Away Entertainment, Woe Life, shout out my homie Jay Rich who helped me grinding this thing right now. Shout out Swag Radio, man. Much love and appreciation for y'all, man. Thanks to everybody who tuned in to Swag Radio and listening to my music. I appreciate all the love. I most definitely, you feel me? I'm gonna hit y'all up. Hopefully I can do an interview in the future. Let's set another one up, you feel me? This was a good one. I love it.
All righty. Well, we thank you. Hold on to the line. We got one more interview, and then we're going to play you guys a song again because it is a battle, so make sure you have your people call and vote which song they think is the hottest. Princess Nina, I'm going to take it to you.
Okay, it's Princess Nina, you guys, and we're going to interview Big Jug. Are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Welcome, Big Jug, everybody. Okay, we're going to start his interview. Okay, my first question.
Big Jig, sweetie, Big Jig, not Big Jug, Big Jig.
Big Jig. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so who is Big Jig?
Well, for those that are not familiar with me, I've been in the game like 15 years. I'm signed to Universal Records. I was one of the Freestyle Friday champs from BET 106 in Park.
Oh, okay, that's good. Where are you from?
Chicago, but I'm in ATL.
Oh, shout out to Chi-Town, that's where my mom's from. Okay, what pushes you to rap?
Well, you know, I've been into music for years, you know what I mean? Like, just growing up, you know, just being always around it. So, you know, I just, it got an extended offer to try it one day years ago. Then I tried it, and then everybody was wanting to know who I was. So once I seen I had grabbed people's attention, I said, okay, maybe I got something. So I just went full throttle with it.
Oh, okay. What artists would you like to work with in the future, and why?
I don't work with so many artists in the business so far, but I would love to work with, like, Justin Timberlake. You know, I like him as an artist. I think he's a dope R&B artist, and I think we'll make a dope record together with the both sides of the world having hip hop and R&B together.
So, okay, if y'all did do a song together, what would you think it would be? Like in the R&B or like rap?
I don't. You know, that would be hard to tell because you know, magic is always made together. So, you know, both of us coming together collectively, ain't no telling what we'll make put together. So that'd be kind of hard to say, you know.
Right. Okay, so you know your song, Gin and Juice. What does that song represent, and what point are you trying to get across from the lyrics?
Well, actually, that record was to pay homage to Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? I remade Gin and Juice. You know, the actual video is on World Star Hip Hop and BET Jams and YouTube right now, and iTunes for sale.
Okay.
So I just remade the record, you know, just paying homage back to Snoop Dogg because, you know, he was kind of one of my idols growing up, and I liked that record, Jan and Juice, so I just wanted to give it a 2016 feel.
So have you already met Snoop Dogg or you plan to?
Oh, yeah, I done met him a bunch of times. I done been in the building with him a few times and did events with him,
Okay. In your songs, you tell a little of who you are, like how you are, all about the money and how you've been about it. What is your point you're trying to make in your music?
Well, you mean in that one song, or you mean in music in general? That's like two different questions.
In those two songs, because there was one that was saying about how you are all about the money, and then the other song I listened to was how you're all you've been about it.
Well, you know, I make different songs for different situations and different fan bases. You know, everybody has their own, because I make records for everybody. Like, I don't really just stick to one genre. I hop around just so everybody would be happy. You know what I mean? So if I make a pop record, then I'm reaching out to the pop world. If I make a trap song, then I'm reaching out to the hoods. If I'm making a love song, then I'm reaching out to the ladies, you know. So I usually just jump around the board and just make sure that, you know, I show my versatility of making different records. So I won't be labeled as being in a box of not being able to make, you know, different kind of records. Because I know there's a lot of artists get stuck making the same type of music, and that'll bore your fan base. So I don't like to bore my fan base.
Oh, okay. So are you signed to a record label?
Yeah, to Universal Records. And I got
That's
my own
good.
Label.
Great,
Man
actually. Okay. What is your latest project you're working on?
Me and August Alsina just did a record called Hold Me Down. That record is crazy. We just did a record called Hold Me Down just recently, like a few days ago, actually. So I'm working on that.
Oh, we're going to have to check that out here at Swag Radio. But,
Definitely.
Okay, that's good. That is great. Where can your fans and people calling tune into that song?
Oh, they can check me. They can check me out as far as my following. They can follow me on Instagram, BIGG_JIGG. Or they can check my website, bigjig.com, BIGGJIGG.com. Or you can check me out on my single on iTunes, Gin and Juice. Or you can check me on Twitter, BIGG_JIGG as well. You can check out my brand site, which is Talk to Em Jig, TALKEMJIGG, Talk to Em Jig.
Oh, okay. So in the past, you said that you work with a lot of artists. Can you tell us some of the artists you've worked with?
Well, I've worked with Gucci Mane, Shorty Low, Rick Ross, T.I., Bun B, T-Pain, Baby Bass, Young Dro, August Alsina, Bobby Valentino, Young
That's
Jock.
That's good. That is great, actually. That means that you, like, collaborate with a lot of people. And that's something we need out here in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you say what artist you like to work with the best? You have any favorites? I know that's
not, I guess
question.
Not.
We'd even
I mean,
ask
it's
you that.
Kind of hard, it's kind of a hard question, you know what I'm saying, because I'm so cool with a lot of – I got a lot of celeb friends, so and all of them, we all mutually cool with each other, so it's kind of hard. I can't really say I got a favorite as far as artist-wise that I work with. I think, but I'm going to be honest with you. I think I would probably say right now at this point, maybe I'm just being modest because of the record, but I think me and August Alsina, we gel together perfect.
Okay. I would like to hear some reggaeton from you. Maybe like Don Omar, Daddy Yankee. Is that something you interested in doing?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. I'll be seeing your Instagram be going down. Whoever don't follow him, please follow him. He is swagged up. Do you have an image consultant? Who picks out your wardrobe and stuff?
Pretty much me, but I do have one. I do have one, but I say like 65% of the time is me.
Okay. Well, you do be swagged up, so keep going. What part
Thank
of Chicago are you from?
The South Side.
Hey, me too. South Side, where at?
65th and Damon.
Oh, okay. Right around the corner. Okay. Do you collab with any Chicago artists?
Yeah, I have. You know, shout out to Bo Deal. I done did a bunch of shows with, like, Twista and stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely done got down with my Chicago natives.
Okay. What's coming in the future from you? What should we be staying tuned for?
Well, actually, you know, I'm acting now, so you can check me out in that new Alvin Chipmunk movie that just came out in December.
I saw it on your Instagram.
Yeah, I got that going on right now. I did a movie with Chris Tucker, Vin Diesel, and Steve Martin called Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk that's finna drop this year.
Okay, acting. Has that always been a passion for you, or how did you get into acting?
It was just because I had, you know, did a bunch of different appearances on like Love and Hip Hop. I did a bunch of appearances on Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, and then I had did a reality show that me and Scrappy had started doing called Keep It 1K. So, you know, that's when I realized, you know, TV was for me. I'm always, you know, I'm an entertainer anyway, so that's what I do. So it kind of came natural.
Okay. Is it hard to balance acting and rapping?
Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? It's the same, but it's not the same. It's just one is musically, and the other one is more like just being yourself. You know what I mean? If you already like even with comedians, most comedians that's good comedians, they already naturally funny. Being a comedian, you know, you know how you have a family member who just had everybody laughing because he's just naturally funny. I'm the type of people that, you know, them type of comedians that go far because they already are natural.
Okay. So acting just comes naturally to you.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you shout out your supporting team? Because I know it takes a team to do anything. Shout out your supporting team members that really keeps you balanced.
Well, definitely shout out to, you know, my whole team, Big Jig, my label, Go To Man Music Group. Big Guy ENT. I've been going on for days, man. It's a lot of people that support me. So just everybody, so I won't forget nobody, just salute to everybody who's been down with Team Big Jig just recently and the ones that have been down with me since day one.
Okay. I have another question. What advice would you give an up-and-coming artist?
To understand that, you know, you gotta have patience. You know, this is not a lot of artists get it confused to think about that this is like a microwave blessing, like you just put it in for 30 seconds and it just happened. You know, I've been in the game, you know, this will be 16 years for me. You know what I'm saying? So, and I actually got a book that I'm coming out with called JBT. It's called Just Breaking Through. Because I want a lot of these artists to get an understanding that even after so many years and all the accomplishments I done made, I'm still just breaking through. You know what I mean? So just you got to be patient, stay consistent. You know, don't let nobody detour you off your path, you know, and master your craft. Just don't think just because you come up with one record that might be hot to you that you just going to blow tomorrow because, you know, you got to stay consistent. You got to push that record into the ground, you know, till it catches.
Okay, I agree. So let me get this straight. So you acting, you have a book, and you're rapping. What else?
And I got a line of gloss.
Hold the line.
Yeah, I got a line of a lip gloss that's coming out. I'm doing a unisex bomb called Big Jig Bomb, and then I'm doing a line especially for the ladies called Go To Girl Gloss.
Okay. That's unique. What made you come up with that idea?
Because, you know, a lot of my fan base is ladies. You know, pretty much like 70% of my fan base is ladies, and they always be, you know, tripping about my lips. Like, oh, your lips so pretty.
You be doing the LL Cool J thing? You be getting your LL?
Yeah, they be calling me LL Cool J. But, yeah, so this one lady had brought it to my attention, like, yo, you know, you should do something that I felt like LL should have did years ago. So she brought it across to me. She was like, well, everybody always saying this about you, blah, blah, blah. So why don't you come up with your own line? I was like, let's do it.
Okay. So is it hard work?
Nah, not really. You know what I'm saying? You know, plus, I'm so used to working hard. That's all I've been doing for years. So, I mean, anything worth having, you got to work. You got to grind it out.
This is true. I agree. Well, do you have anything you want to say to anybody that's listening?
man, just, you know, start following my movement. Like I said, you know, catch me on Instagram, BIGG_JIGG. You know, that's the best way to really follow my movement to see what I got going on. And definitely be looking out for this big record with me and August Alsina called Hold Me Down. Also, my new single that's about to drop next month worldwide called Kyrie Irving. I did a record for my partner, one of my partners, man, that played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. It was an anthem for him. So I got that coming out worldwide as well.
Okay, speaking of sports, who you rooting for today?
I'm a Peyton Manning fan. I ain't going to lie. You know, I was a Peyton Manning fan when he was the coach, and I know he about to retire. So it would be nice to see him win. But because I do like Cam, and Cam them, you know, Cam them having fun, and I think, you know, God just done gave them favor, man. So it might be their time. So it's really hard. I'm really kind of in the middle because I really want either or to win. I really want Peyton to win because I like to see him go down as the, you know, retire as the best ever did it. You know what I'm saying? But I also like Cam.
He a Cam fan.
Nah, Peyton Manning going to lose like he did 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it's going to be a good one, though. Everybody just be prepared for a good game, and there's going to be no cakewalk, that's for sure.
All righty, well, hold the line, and we do thank you for calling. DJ J Prince, take us out on sports and play one of his songs.
All right. Okay, well, y'all know me. I'm a Panthers fan. Panthers fan all day. Okay, so, you know, I'm rooting for Cam. Cam all day. All right. I'm going to play one of the BG's song.
Rolling. Call that she thing. I don't know no
when you say my name, make sure you use 4G. And we ain't talking doll, we talking 4G. I've been a baller,
yeah.
Why you just learning? And I stay on point.
I do.
Call me Kyrie Irving.
Who?
I'm Kyrie Irving.
Who?
Call me Kyrie Irving.
Yeah.
Boy, I've been a baller.
Yeah.
Why you just learning?
What else?
Boy, I've been a baller.
Out.
Why you just learning?
Yeah.
Know to shoot the tray.
Okay, I like that song. I really do. Okay, so you guys go check out Big Jig. Okay, we thank everybody for being on the show today. And our topic of the day was unprepared. And we thank God that everybody was prepared on our show today. And we just want you guys to tune in Tuesday at 7 p.m. Again, please tune in Tuesday at 7 p.m. Okay, so you guys, we're going to play our final song of the day. We all thank every caller that called in. And DJ J. Prince.
This is DJ Swag Radio. Stay Prince on the ones and twos. Stay tuned. Only.